98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Supreme Court is set to release at least one opinion today, and it could be the one involving Colorado's attempt to kick Donald Trump off the ballot. Tomorrow is Super Tuesday. People in Colorado and 14 other states will head to the polls. Nikki Haley did win in D.C. over the weekend. Stranded in a blizzard for hours. It's what happened to a lot of folks in Northern California over the weekend.
Rescuers working to reach drivers after the most brutal blizzard of the season swept through the Sierra Nevada mountains, dumping up to 12 feet of snow and packing wind gusts of up to 190 miles per hour. More than 300 vehicles got stuck on Interstate 80. Parts of the highway shut down for days. Officers going car to car. And although this storm has passed, another one is on the way tonight.
That's ABC's Rhiannon Alley. Iowa's Caitlin Clark making history on the basketball court. She is now the top scorer in NCAA history. That's what it sounded like in Iowa City when she broke the record. This is ABC News. After several delays, four people now speeding their way to the International Space Station.
Three astronauts and a Russian cosmonaut in a SpaceX rocket from NASA's Kennedy Space Center, Florida.
Two, one, ignition. Engines full power and liftoff of NASA Crew 8. Go Falcon, go SpaceX, and go NASA.
Headed to the International Space Station, technicians closing the hatch discovered a hairline crack in the seal. They examined photos of it and apparently determined no problem with the heat of reentry when Dragon comes home in 6 months. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
A new study possibly linking sleep apnea to memory problems. Researchers finding that patients with sleep apnea are typically 50% more likely to report issues with their memory. And the investors looking to take over Macy's are trying again after the retailer said the last bid was too low. Ark House Management and Bridgegate Capital Management have come back with a new one, boosted by nearly $1 billion. Macy's says it's reviewing the proposal. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Some changes may be coming to Wisconsin's Office of School Safety if it doesn't get more money. Attorney General Josh Call is asking lawmakers for more money for the office's 24-hour tip line. Federal money is keeping it open for the rest of this year. Call's plan would use money the state gets from concealed carry permits after that. $32 million cut from diversity offices is now going to workforce development at Wisconsin State Universities. Lawmakers on the Joint Finance Committee took the final step yesterday. Democrats are slamming the Republican maneuver.
It was never proposed that this delay was intended to find additional resources to assist all students. This delay was created in order to remove resources from certain students.
Representative Tip McGuire. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
The Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry is open every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. Check out their Facebook page for updates and income guidelines. Want to volunteer? Stop down Saturday to inquire. That's every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. The Lord's Cupboard, serving those in need in Price County and surrounding areas for over 15 years.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
A good day for Brewer batters. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the Arizona Diamondbacks in Cactus League action. The final score 10-4. Willie Adames with a home run. Christian Yelich with two hits, two RBI. On how the team looks so far.
I think we're a really young team. We have a lot of young players. A lot of guys that have been around here for a while have kind of moved on or gone a different direction. You know, I think we'll go as far this year as the young guys take us.
The Brewers face the Giants tomorrow. NBA. Bucks play the Clippers before heading out on a four-game road trip. College hoops. Iowa's Caitlin Clark, now the all-time leading scorer in Division I basketball, surpassing Pistol Pete Maravich with a record 3,667 points that lasted 54 years. The Badgers losing to Illinois, 91-83. Wisconsin has lost seven of their last nine. Greg Gard.
We play good basketball at times, but we're inconsistent. As I always say, when guys come off the bench, we can't go backwards.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a scattered shower or sprinkle possible by later this afternoon. Our high today, 45, with wind southwest becoming northwesterly at 5 to 15. Clear tonight, 20. Tomorrow, sunshine, 44. By Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high of 47. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 32.
There's a whole lot more.
Brand new country.
I'm a lost cause. Baby, don't waste your time on me.
Why do I have the only woman who believed in me religiously?
Always first with new music.
98Q Country.
Yes, it did.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98Q Country.
There we were
98QCountry.com.
She talks about the future like she's flipping through a magazine. Finds the beauty in the thrown away and broken things. Gets excited about we
draw there. She's my kind of rain. We're lingering right around 33, 34 degrees. Temperatures getting up into the mid-40s today. And some of that rain shower activity will linger into today. A nice soaking we had for most of us. I hope you got it yesterday. It was a good downpour of rain that will help our moisture content. And again, that rain possibility will continue here today. More on that to come in just a little bit. Well, we've got a lot to talk about from the weekend. Girls state basketball tournaments. Always fun to watch those on TV, isn't it? For some of you may go over to the Green Bay Rush Center. So the teams are set for the girls state tournament this weekend. Maybe one of these towns you have a link to, whatever it may be, relative, alum. In Division I, Arrowhead, Franklin, Nina, and Hartford will all be there. Division II, Pewaukee, West Salem, Wauwatosa East, and Notre Dame. Not that Notre Dame, Notre Dame High School. Division III, Edgewood, Baldwin-Woodville, Xavier, and Kettle Moraine. Division IV will have Laconia, the Prairie School, Cuba City, and McDonald Catholic, the team that knocked out Phillips in the semis of the sectionals. And in Division V, Argyle, Albany, Monticello co-op team, Clear Lake will be there, as will Lena. So that's your field for the girls state basketball tournament, and action gets underway on Thursday. We'll talk about the boys as regional champs were crowned over the weekend. We'll do that coming up in our 7 o'clock news and sports get together. Right now, ABC kicks off our twice an hour news and sports update.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Supreme Court is set to release at least one opinion today, and it could be the one involving Colorado's attempt to kick Donald Trump off the ballot. Tomorrow is Super Tuesday. People in Colorado and 14 other states will head to the polls. Nikki Haley did win in D.C. over the weekend. Stranded in a blizzard for hours. It's what happened to a lot of folks in Northern California over the weekend.
Rescuers working to reach drivers after the most brutal blizzard of the season swept through the Sierra Nevada mountains, dumping up to 12 feet of snow and packing wind gusts of up to 190 miles per hour. More than 300 vehicles got stuck on Interstate 80. Parts of the highway shut down for days. Officers going car to car. And although this storm has passed, another one is on the way tonight.
That's ABC's Rihanna Nally. Iowa's Caitlin Clark making history on the basketball court. She is now the top scorer in NCAA history. That's what it sounded like in Iowa City when she broke the record. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris will talk about the economy and apprenticeships when she visits Wisconsin next week. Her visit to Madison will be her second trip to Wisconsin this year and the sixth time since taking office. Observers expect Wisconsin will be one of just a few states to tip November's presidential election. You've heard of inflation, but what about shrinkflation? Senator Tammy Baldwin tells Civic Media's Chad Holmes companies are putting less product in their packaging but charging the same.
Wheaties went from a family box of 16 ounces to 14 ounces. With some of the dish detergents, they actually haven't shrunk the size of the bottle. They just put less liquid in it.
Baldwin's Shrinkflation Prevention Act would empower lawyers and regulators to fight back. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
In need of help with your business planning or finding entrepreneurial resources for your business? Free resources are available through the AADC office in Butternut. The office is open the second Monday of every month from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Call the Butternut Village Hall with any questions at 715-769-3113. That is 715-769-3113.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country. The Brewers beat the Diamondbacks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A rematch of last year's playoff series, and this time Milwaukee on top 10-4 over the Arizona Diamondbacks. Over the weekend, the Brewers' Rhys Hoskins, able to play some as a designated hitter for the first time since suffering a torn ACL a year ago while still with the Phillies. Hoskins on how soon will he be able to play at first base.
Today went well, but I've learned that it's always about how it goes tomorrow, so... Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking soon, right? We're now in March. Got to get my legs underneath me and be able to play in the field. So I don't know the exact day, but I'm hoping soon.
College basketball, the Badgers with another loss, this time 91-83 to Illinois. They face Rutgers on Thursday. NBA, the Bucks holding a special Sunday practice session to work on some more of their defense.
Really just trying to get better at everything we've put in, you know, address some slippage areas.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Join the Rhinelander Chamber for the second annual Up North Community Expo on Thursday, March 7th from 11 to 5 at the Hodag Dome in Rhinelander. Over 70 vendors from 7 counties will be there to network, provide employment information, and to show or sell what they do. This free event is sponsored by Aspirus, Charter Next Generation, Lakeland Care, and Ripco Credit Union. Exhibitors include Rhinelander District Library, Schultz Heating and Cooling, Kinnear Insurance, Nicolet National Bank, Northwoods River News, WJFW TV 12, Aspirus Charter Next Generation, Blaine's Farm and Fleet, and many more. Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by IAP. Since 1974, IAP has been your complete resource for custom industrial fans, blowers, and dampers, from initial design, engineering, to fabrication and delivery, with ongoing service assistance.
Your gas light's on. We need to fill up.
Gas around here is too expensive.
Don't drive all over searching for the lowest prices. Just download the free Upside app and get cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying gas? I'm stopping now to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or e-gift card. Download the free Upside app now and use promo code RADIO for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. That's promo code RADIO.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a scattered shower or sprinkle possible by later this afternoon. Our high today, 45, with wind southwest becoming northwesterly at 5 to 15. Clear tonight, 20. Tomorrow, sunshine, 44. By Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high of 47. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 32.
Same songs every 10 minutes like you hear on the other stations.
Go ahead, turn it up.
Yeah, but
98Q Country.
I only talk to God when I need a favor. And I only pray when I ain't got a prayer. So who the hell am I? Who the hell am I to expect a savior? Oh, if I favor. God, I need a favor. I know amazing grace, but I ain't been living them words.
98QCountry.com.
Difference would it make?
Pierce and Chris Stapleton in 98Q Country at 6:45. 33 is what we're waking up to. 44 is our forecasted high temp today with a couple of rain showers here this morning. Otherwise, a mostly cloudy day. The winds will be southwest, very light, about 5 to 10 miles an hour. Temperatures will linger in the mid-upper 40s and pushing 50 right through Thursday. A little bit cooler as we get into the weekend with temperatures struggling to get to 40. Precipitation we had yesterday was nice. That's probably going to be it for a while. Not much of a chance at all of any precipitation over the next week or so. What a pleasant little morning out there, and I hope your Monday, March the 4th, has some good things ahead for you. Got lots to talk about, lots of high school tournaments, hockey, team wrestling, boys basketball, girls basketball, all going on. So we'll talk a little bit about that coming up in our 7 o'clock news and sports.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, "I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life." And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Today is the day to get prepared for a successful retirement. Tune in Tuesday mornings at 8:45 to hear Matt Krieger from Pioneer Financial Consultants give you guided information to a sound and balanced plan. Or call Matt directly at 715-748-3231. Pioneer Financial Consultants, you come first with sophisticated financial strategies, making your investment goals a reality. Locations in Medford, Hawkins, and Phillips. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth, Inc., WFS, member FINRA, SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referred to here are independent of Osaic Wealth.
There's a lot of good going on all around us, and Aspirus Health is proud to be home to so much of it. We are here for you and your family, here for the community, planning for the future, and here for good. Because that's how it should be among people who care for one another. And that's what keeps driving us forward at Aspirus. Good people with good hearts, delivering great care. Care that will keep getting better as we grow and thrive together. Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
Northwoods Realty and Property Management are proud to be a Logger United Booster Club sponsor. You can count on their team of realty experts to come through for every member of your family, even your visiting family. Visit northwoodswi.com.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Even when a crop is insured through standard insurance options, it may not always be enough. A supplemental coverage option or enhanced coverage option can provide extra protection. SEO and ECO are area-based policies that could ensure yields as high as 95%. To find out if an SEO or ECO policy is right for you, contact the insurance team at Egg Country Farm Credit Services. Egg Country. Focused on ag. Focused on you.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a scattered shower or sprinkle possible by later this afternoon. Our high today, 45, with wind southwest becoming northwesterly at 5 to 15. Clear tonight, 20. Tomorrow, sunshine, 44. By Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high of 47. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 32.
LA's hottest country.
The biggest stars in country music.
Hi, this is Blake Shelton.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
98Q Country.
Thomas Rhett and Riley Green teamed up with that one with Cold Beer, or whatever you want to call that.
Is that the name of that one?
Oh, Half of Me is the name of that one. All right. Beer would be in there somewhere. We have 33. We're on our way to 44 today. Going to be kind of an overcast day today, although we're seeing hints of some sunshine. I'm not giving up on sunshine today, but it's the rain will move out. The rain chances will move out this morning. And we will see some drier conditions, really, for the entire week. I hope you got some of that rain yesterday, because if you didn't, it's going to be a while here probably before we get any more significant moisture. Are we going to see that sun at all today? I'm not going to rule it out, but for the most part, we're looking at cloud cover. But let's be optimistic for some mid-afternoon sunshine today. What do you say? 44 plus? For our high temperature, we've got some words of wisdom. We focus on the family each weekday morning at this time. And this morning, it's brought to you by Park Pharmacy.
Here's a question. Do you, as a parent, make a lot of rules for your kids? Now, rules are important, but sometimes parents think of them as a foolproof way to corral an unruly child and transform him or her into a mature young person. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. We know that children thrive with structure, and reasonable expectations can keep a household in working order. But there are limits to those sayings, and here's why. Household rules are often dreamed up in the moment. The parent wants to make their child behave now. So when a crisis develops, a new rule is invented on the spot to stamp out the problem right then and there. Sometimes that's okay, maybe even necessary. The trouble is that strategy only addresses the child's immediate outward behavior. What often goes overlooked is the child's inner motivation for behaving that way and their overall maturity. That is what we ought to be after as parents. So as you go through each new day of parenting, do what you have to do to maintain order in your home. But don't stop there. Effective parenting is more than just putting out fires with an endless list of rules. Instead, build your home on healthy principles like patience, kindness, and respect for others. Developing inner self-control and maturity is what will help your child transform his behavior, not just in that moment, but over the long haul. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten. Without Trinity support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Your Health Mart Pharmacy in Park Falls. Park Pharmacy can be trusted to handle all your prescription needs. Their Health Mart pharmacists take the time to get to know you and explain your medications. When you need a prescription filled, come to Park Pharmacy, your Health Mart pharmacy, who has a personal commitment to their community. They care for you and about you. That's Park Pharmacy, downtown Park Falls.
Wondering how to choose from all your spring break options? Pop quiz. Is your family into monkeying around, airbending on a flying bison, or diving into slime? Or all of it? Mall of America. Go bananas on the new Boots Banana Swing Ride. Take to the sky and fly with Appa. Then get slimed in the Nickelodeon Universe Slimulator. For the littles, cosmic crafts, and more at Crayola Experience. It's the spring break of choice at Mall of America. MallofAmerica.com/spring.
Progressive asks, what do a late night pizza craving?
Pizza place.
Can I get one large pepperoni pizza?
A newly licensed teen delivery driver. A guaranteed delivery time or its free offer. And your front fence have in common?
Uh-oh.
That's my fence!
They can turn your stomach upside down in under 30 minutes.
I'm still getting a tip, right?
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a scattered shower or sprinkle possible by later this afternoon. Our high today, 45, with wind southwest becoming northwesterly at 5 to 15. Clear tonight, 20. Tomorrow, sunshine, 44. By Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high of 47. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
There's a whole lot more brand new country. I'm a love cause. Baby, don't waste your time on me. I don't have the only woman who believed in me religiously.
Always first with new music.
98 Q Country.